Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micuzzi from the 78th Venice Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Priyankar Patra. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Producer of the film Once Upon a Time in Calcutta. Now, unfortunately, the director couldn't make it, Aditya Vikram Sengupta.
Yes.
We've actually had him on Fred already, so it's a shame. Why couldn't he make it? What was the situation there?
There's an intensive travel ban from India to Italy, and it requires Indians to be out of the country for 14 days to be able to come to Italy. So it was not possible for him to,
It's a shame, yes.
Yeah.
And it's a shame also because I watched the film and I thought it was amazing. It's a huge production. I mean, it's a large-scale film. There's so much in it, and maybe we can talk about it a bit more. But just kind of for the listeners who are not familiar, would you be able to kind of tell us a few words of introduction, you know, as much as you would like about the story and about the film?
Yeah, sure. So the story is actually based on three real incidents that happened in Calcutta in the last 10 years after the shift of the government from the Communist Party to the present government. There was a lot of push for infrastructural growth and everything. But, you know, every positive side also has a negative side. So which led to a lot of different negative things in the city. Like there was a Ponzi scheme, there were syndicates involved in how things are built, and it also explores a very old and iconic theater in Kolkata, which is Sarkarina, where the stage used to revolve and go up and down. So it's a metaphorical symbol of the city.
The theater.
Actually,
while we're talking about that, I was going to ask about the importance of the theater in this film and whether you could tell us a little more about it, because I feel it was really important within the narrative.
Absolutely. So the film definitely talks about the change. Like Calcutta, as a city in India, is very proud of its glory, very proud of its time that... of the past, because it was a colonial capital. So it's in a way stuck in the past, and the story is always about the people who are trying to move forward in a way. And the theater symbolizes the past, because you see the protagonist of the theater storyline always saying that we will have theater again, we will have shows again. And the theater was actually built in the late 1970s, early 80s, when the theater scene in Calcutta was dying. Before that, Calcutta was very theater-centric, very theater-heavy, but the theater scene was dying. And with the rising stage and everything, there was a lot of cabaret shows. So people were very invested. They moved from the cinemas to the theater again, to watch theater.
Right.
But again, in the early 2000s, the theater scene was dying. So the theater shut down. And for the last 20 years, actually, there has been no theater there, and when we found Sarkarina, it was in ruins. You know, the owner lived there alone with his family, but it was completely in ruins. So we had to go there in a way, build it back again for the film.
Yeah.
And I hope,
wow,
I hope it, you know, gets a little attention.
Of course. Well, that's just an example. I mean, the way that this film kind of portrays the city, this is like a vibrant microcosm full of different colors and textures. Obviously, it comes from a place of love, I felt.
Sure, yeah.
Even though it has its dark sides, and it's not, it doesn't try to embellish it overtly. I feel that's true. It comes from a place of love and admiration. Can I ask you where your seen as you're here, I'd love to ask you where your collaboration with the director started, and if you'd like to tell us a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. It's very interesting because I had actually joined the project as an assistant director.
Wow. This project?
Yeah, this project.
Okay.
And I joined the project as an assistant director, and it took a long time to film and edit. So in that time, we finished the production of the film as an assistant director. And during the post-production of the film, I became a producer on the project.
Right.
I became a producer of the company. And we you know, packaged the film together, and we made it what it is.
Okay.
But but at the end of the day, it is Aditya's film. It is Aditya's vision, and it's his singular vision that you see on screen. And you know, he's a master at what he does.
Can I ask you as well, seeing as this film is being presented, obviously, at one of the major international film festivals, whether you feel that this film will particularly resonate with an international audience, or do you feel that it will kind of represent this microcosm of Calcutta on an international scale in a significant way? Is that somehow also maybe a hope that you have, an ambition that you have?
Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, in a way, the film is about change within a city, mm-hmm. from the old city to the new city. And we talk about that in the film, how there's a new city building within Calcutta and how people are moving there, how there's infrastructure there. And I feel it's there in every city, you know. Every city does have this culturally rich section of the city, and yeah. there is always a new part of the city where all the globalization is coming in, all the offices are being built, where people, all the financial sectors are built. And in a way, it's always a conflict, you know, between like holding on to the past, holding on to the culture, but always trying to move to the future. And yeah. it's sometimes it contradicts itself.
Yeah. And in this film, we see it from the lower points to the higher, most glamorous points. So it's almost like we get a 360-degree bird's eye view of what the city is like.
Absolutely.
It's wonderful, really. I mean, it was great for you to, you know, to come in and join us and chat with us about it. And it's a shame that, again, Aditya Vikram Sengupta, the director, couldn't make it. But I do wish you all the best. And I think that this is only the beginning. We're going to hear about this film a lot in the future, I think. So thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.